Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's Brock. It's Hunter, the Plan B Morning
Show. Jesus, man. Hey. What's up? What are you doing over there?
Huh? I was on Amazon. I'm sorry.
What are you looking at now, for God's sake?
Who knows?
You know
what? Let me guess.
All right, so you just recently got a nice little boat. You're getting something that you're going to put on that damn thing, aren't you?
No, I'm not looking up
boat. Hey, Kiki.
Stuff.
Does Kiki have access to your Amazon?
Unfortunately, we do share one, and it's not good. I've been talked to sternly multiple times about my purchases.
That's a thing, too, because my wife on her phone, she could log into the app, so she sees everything.
Yep.
And a lot of times,
not
I'm
good.
Like, I don't want you to see what I'm on.
And you know what? I think deep down, Hunter, we know that it's better that they're on there, because if we had our own, there'd be no one to reel us in. There'd be no one to tell us, hey, do we really need this? What's that in the, what do you have in the cart there? Usually when my wife asks me that, I'm like, I was just kind of spitballing some ideas. You can delete it. It's fine.
Yeah
if I had my own account, forget about it. We'd be broke. We'd be living in on the streets, because I have no shutoff switch with Amazon.
Our wives are Zon blockers. That's what I call it. She's a Zon blocker.
She gets Z blocked or A blocked constantly, man.
You know.
But so I'm sorry I was late to the party because I was on Amazon looking at some things, but no more.
Dude, it's always when you're a little buzzed up, you're laying on your side bed, and you're just like, you know what, just buy it.
Just pull the trigger. Just get it. You're gonna want it. It's fine.
Why do I go to work and make money to buy this stuff?
Exactly.
So here we go.
Exactly.
Swiping.
Put it in there. Charge it. Okay, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you got to pump it. You know you do.
Pump it out, yeah.
Well, let's start off with some congratulatory news. Congratulations to Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. Just had a brand new baby boy. Yeah. All right, enough of the clapping. You know why? Because they should have that baby taken away because they named him Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Dude, I'm so angry
like
about
Cosmo
this.
Cosmo Kramer?
Yes, exactly.
Or Cosmo the drink.
Exactly like Kramer's real name from Seinfeld. They named their son Cosmo. I'm just going to say this
right
now.
Isn't a Cosmo drink kind of weak, too?
It's a little bitch drink, man, for sure. No. It's a fruity cocktail that's drank by white women while they're washing down their Xanax, okay? That's what it is. I mean this wholeheartedly. This is not me being funny and cute or anything. If you give your kid a name like this, you should have that baby taken away from you because apparently you're not adult enough to raise a child because you give them a crap name that they got to take with them for the rest of their lives.
Just name him Jaeger Bomb or something, you know? Jaeger Bomb.
You should never have children because I know you'd give them the worst
name.
What
up, Jaeger Bomb?
Yaggy. Little Yaggy. Little Yaggy. That's coming. But think about it, though, Hunter. Like, this kid can't say, like, hey, Mom, Dad, why are you naming me Cosmo? And it's not like it's a family name. You know what I mean?
Because that's what we were drinking before you were conceived, Cosmo.
Oh, this just makes me so angry because it's selfish. It's self-serving. I mean, all they want to do is just make it so, we're going to show photos of little Cosmo out there. Wait, Cosmo?
Yeah. You know what? They should be naming goldfish, not kids. There you go.
Cosmo.
You can name a goldfish. When it comes to the kid, though, we got it. We're going to give him a good name.
I hope this kid just, as soon as he turns 18, he's like, F you, Mom and Dad. I'm changing my name. This is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I always thought that. 18 years old, there should be like a it doesn't have to be 18. We'll say, you know what you're doing at like 14, 13, 14. Like, you know what? Hey, you get one day. Here's the day where, do you like your name? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You want to change it? Yep. Here's your opportunity. What do you want?
Because you know how many people are probably like, no, this is terrible. Especially this poor son of a bitch named Cosmo. Jesus. Anyway.
If you could change your name, what would you change it to?
Thunder.
Thunder? What are you, an American Gladiator? Jesus.
Thunder.
I'll be Turbo then.
Perfect. See?
Thunder and Turbo.
Good names. Cosmo, not a good name. Take the baby away. Lastly, hey, let's talk about finding love. All right, we all enjoy a good dating show, right? Well, we're up in the ante. That's right. Naked and Afraid is taking survivalism to the extreme and now dating to the extreme. That's right. 16 men and women will be left in Zinoud on an island for nearly 30 days trying to find romance. It's called Naked and Afraid of Love. It debuts this Sunday on Discovery. Because who doesn't like seeing a bunch of awkward naked people trying to find love on an island?
That's a weird thing to me. Been talking about this before, and you know what? You never see the show. You know, I shouldn't be alive. Those people are out there for like 90 days at a time, just trying to survive. They're never naked.
No.
It's not like you crash and immediately take your clothes off for some reason. I never understood the naked part. Why naked?
Yeah. Tom Hanks crashed in an airplane. He wasn't naked. All right.
Clothed the whole time.
Yeah, whole time. Hell, he made clothes. I mean, there's ways to do it. Okay.
Right. Yeah, what are you doing? Put some clothes on.
Put a palm leaf in front of that thing, man. What are you? It just
mosquitoes out here. It sucks.
So I never got it, and now we're gonna have naked people. Dating shows are already awkward enough. Now you're gonna put naked in the mix of it.
How about clothed and comfortable?
I love it. That's a show I want to watch. Just some guy in sweatpants eating nachos, watching TV. Like, this is much better. This is much better.
Looks comfortable. Yeah. And he's clothed.
Yeah. All right, so what do we got? We got stupid-ass baby names, and we got naked dating people. I'll take it.
Around on the Discovery Channel.
It's a floppy dating show. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.